Religious leaders will face an increasing demand for counseling as the anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks approaches. That was the message at a conference in Manhattan yesterday, sponsored by the Red Cross. The clergy also learned that they, too, are at risk of developing the same mental health problems as the people they're trying to help. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
It's just the beginning. That's what the 700 or so priests, ministers, rabbis, imams, and other clergy members heard at the conference. 9 months later, this disaster is still in the early stage, says Rabbi Stephen Roberts of the Red Cross, who organized the event.
What we know from Oklahoma City, it's not over. In Oklahoma City, 7 years later, they are still getting people walking in for the first time asking for help. We talk about year two and year three as the lonely years, because the rest of the world seems to have gone on, and yet for many in New York, they're still in the heart of it.
Rabbi Roberts says the Oklahoma City bombing taught some lessons that the clergy need to be on the lookout for: more substance abuse, more domestic violence, more depression. He says that just in the last month, there have been at least 3 suicides directly related to 9/11. Barbara Stout is an interfaith minister who has spent much of the last 9 months at Ground Zero. She sees a lot of anxiety now that the official visible work is finished at the site.
As long as that activity was down there in a big way, it created the sense of doing something, of somehow making things better, of somehow being in control. Now we have to confront the emptiness, and we have to look at all the things we've lost.
She's just starting to confront that now. Other clergy members say they're burned out or are suffering from what's known as compassion fatigue. That happened to John Wilson, a chaplain at a hospital near Chicago. Every day, he says, people come to him and say, I need someone to talk to.
Will you just sit and listen to my story? I know you can't do anything about it, but I need to talk. Tell me your story.
And how many stories have you heard?
Since 9/11, thousands. Literally thousands.
And at some point, he says, you don't want to hear it anymore.
What happens with me is that I do get on autopilot. You know, I've heard enough of the stories. I can't take in any more to my life. And I can be driving home in Chicago in the middle of traffic and all of a sudden burst into tears for no reason at all, but for every reason in the world.
And it's then he knows he has to take a rest, a vacation. He spoke at the conference and urged other clergy members to talk about how they're feeling, to make sure their relationships with their loved ones are stable, to notice the signs of burnout before it's too late. Wilson says after the Columbine High School massacre, every single clergy member left the area because of the unrelenting stress. After Oklahoma City, 60% left the area, and a third left the clergy entirely. Father Thomas Faulkner oversaw the chaplaincy at the temporary morgue at Ground Zero, but he's not burned out, quite the opposite. He says he's been transformed by the experience, that the temporary trailer he worked in was the most sacred site he's ever ministered.
God forbid that we will be called to doing disaster work in New York again, but we live in very uncertain times, and those of us that have done this work and have been moved by it, we're prepared, we will be there again, but we'll be there with a new understanding, with a new training, and for that, we're thankful.
Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.